G'day.
Thanks for downloading the podcast.
Oh, that was very Australian of you.
Yeah.
Very West Australian of you.
Yeah, I know. I bloody feel it. And I'm actually quite disappointed. I think I'm trying to make this more Australian because I've found out that something that runs through the West Australian veins, the liquid that replaces our blood, might actually not be West Australian at all.
Iron ore. You'll have to stick around for that. It is shocking, and I don't know why we would ever bother backing it again. Don't know why we'd ever get behind it. If you do, you're a traitor. First up, though, Friday Funnies. Let's get into a bit of this. Friday Funnies. That's right. Every Friday for the last 5 years, we have taking these great jokes and depending on how good they are, that'll determine how good your weekend will be.
Now, we do have the text line, 0400 97400. We did ask for your dad jokes. These have all been sent through. And then at the end, you said, because I'm an expectant father, pre-ordered a baby, should be here in March, that I need to contribute. I need to have an original dad joke ready to go. As soon as you asked me yesterday, I had one in 5 seconds.
You were ready to go.
I said, I don't need any more time.
His dad senses are tingling.
Yeah, it'll be at the end. Never say that again.
Didn't they call your dad Tingles?
He actually did to us, my dad's footy nickname. And then when I was little, they called me Little Tingles.
You got the Little Tingles, and they brought you a joke.
Yeah. All right. So you ready for these lovely jokes sent in by our listeners? What do lawyers wear to work?
What?
Lawsuits. How do you cut an ocean in half?
I don't know how.
You use a seesaw. Tesla founder Elon Musk is originally from South Africa, which is strange. You think he was from Madagascar.
Oh. yeah.
What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. What kind?
He's a physician.
Nice.
My wife says I'm cheap, but I'm not buying it.
Me.
Dogs can't operate MRI machines, but cats can.
Yes.
All right. Oh, finally, the one that sent it. Dad, can you tell me what a solar eclipse is? No, son.
Okay, so now this is it. This is
my original joke.
We're about
joke.
To reveal your joke.
But I put 5 seconds into when you asked me. Is my original dad joke. What did the sofa say when you sat on him?
I don't know. What did the sofa say?
Couch.
That's a dad joke if I've ever heard one. Have you double checked? Or am I going to go away now?
You're going to have to because literally...
I want to make sure this is original.
You said that to me yesterday and it's the first thing that popped into my head. And I thought about it. Like I created it.
I will double check. I will double check to see if your dad powers have really activated and you've just invented a dad joke. Friday Funnies was great. All your dad jokes sent in. Thank you so much for jumping on the new text line as well. 0400 97400. Yes. Nailed it. If I can remember, you can too.
No. If I can remember, you can
I'm
too.
I'm not good with numbers.
Are you not?
No, not really.
Not really?
They ain't my jam. Now... You had to invent today your own dad joke to accompany theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your own original dad joke. I have gone online and scoured the internet to see if your joke... What was it? One more time?
What does the sofa say when you sit on it? Couch.
Couch, yes. Lovely.
I came up with it like literally 5 seconds. Mm. Like you asked me yesterday and I, boom, straight away, didn't put any thought into it. Was already... I could be... I would not be surprised if it was out there. However, as you know, very similar to the handbag joke, the what does a pig take to the market, a handbag that I created when I was 11, I would not be surprised if it's out there. Is it out there?
It is out
what?
There.
What?
Yes, the couch instead of ouch joke is out there from dad jokes. I can find evidence of it existing at least 3 years ago. Through Reddit.
Maybe.
It was well loved at the time as well.
Maybe.
I feel like this is a real light bulb moment. You know, like it's Westinghouse versus Edison.
Yeah.
You know, like lots of people have the light bulb. Who's going to walk away as being remembered for having the light bulb? That could be you. You could be Thomas Edison. Like, You claim it was all you.
Yeah, because wasn't he a bit of a thief?
He's a little bit of a jerk, but you could claim it was all you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'll take it.
Mitchell Tidley invented. What did the couch say when it was sat up? What it?
The sofa.
Sorry.
Because if you say couch,
sorry, it already gives it away.
You take a lot of the sting out of it. Anyway, we'll have the news next.
You'll have to do it again next week, though.
Yeah, I will.
You'll have to search for another original. Not feeling too great today.
No.
We're still grieving.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the show, it was revealed to us in a message that our longtime caller, Trent, will be parting ways. So he's leaving us. He's breaking up with us. It's done. It's over.
It's not a joke. He just...
He's gone.
He doesn't want... And with a text, he didn't even
call us. He texted us, and then he goes on another show.
Which allegedly, we found out, apparently he's been doing for a while.
He's been doing that for a while. He's been cheating on us.
That dirty dog.
But we gotta stop that. We gotta remember the good times.
Yeah. We're bigger than this.
So, do you remember the first time we met Trent?
I don't.
So, he had previously been calling as Barry Blue Balls. We would later find out that Barry Blue Balls, the Mindsight radio host, had called us. And we had the code word, I wake up with Blue Balls.
Yep.
And someone gave us a call one day, and we decided to use the opening line to win Barry's prize. I wake up with Blue Balls.
What the hell, Ant?
don't
tell me your problems. Go get yourself a chick or rub one out or something. You're big flogs.
And that was the first time he called us flogs, which then became his, catch cry. How you going, you big flogs? That was when we first met.
It was a happy time. It is funny now that I look back and it was both people, and then for him to say that is quite funny.
And then Trent would go on to be a part of Friday Funnies, one of our longest-running segments in the show, because we later discovered that he was the great Batman. And this was his first Friday Funnies Batman joke. Have a listen.
Why are frogs always happy?
Why?
Because they eat whatever bugs them.
That's the worst joke I've ever heard. No offense, Batman, but you maybe stick to fighting crime.
You are never in trouble of becoming the Joker.
Okay.
And he'd appear every Friday after that. This is actually
sad.
Sad.
This is sad.
So
we had so many great memories.
Why don't we leave on one of the greatest memories of all? In that we got to go to Trent's house, and at the end of the show, he presented us with an award and signed off on one of his best endings just of all time. I've got to finish on this. This one's for Trent.
Oh.
This is the 2021 Barry Blue Balls Star Award.
That is
for the
amazing.
Best new up and coming talent on radio.
We finally won
We've
something.
Done it. Who are we up against?
No one. Oh. Love your work, boys. Up your bum, no babies.
Mitchell and Michael for breakfast.
I'm the leader of the bargain bin. Money. Join Michael's bargain bin now on Facebook. Mate, you had some great bargains the other day on your story.
Oh, I did. I didn't even
Why
bring
are they
it.
Not in the bargain bin?
I got
fantastic work there.
$1,000 worth of clothing for $300.
You're like my foot soldiers. I love to celebrate you, give you medals when you do great work out there in the field.
I also enjoyed tagging the business and letting them know it was daylight robbery. It's a good little salt in the wound.
Speaking of salt, Salt Bae, he has a huge restaurant in the UK, loves the UK.
Salt Bae, the meme guy where he kind of does the swan arm and
rolls
drops salt,
the salt
on the...
down
does
his
he roll it, does he?
Yeah, kind of rolls off his elbow a little bit.
Onto the steak.
Because you've got to season from a height is always the thing. His restaurant has absurd prices. Some receipts have come out. This one, $37,000. Pounds.
I was going to say...
So this is even higher.
How much in dollary-doos?
In dollary-doos, that's approaching $45,000.
For a meal?
For a meal. Look at this, okay? Look at this. He's got golden tomahawk steak. One golden tomahawk steak, $850.
What?
$50. A bottle, one bottle of 1996 Petrus, $9,000.
No. Okay.
This is not good. This is not savings. So I've done the best I can to find these at an appropriate price. Okay. So you got a calculator there. Let's see if how far off this is from 37,000.
Okay, go.
The bottle of Petrus is $2,200 for the 96.
Yep.
The two bottles of 03 Petrus, which he had at 19,000, you can get them for 4,000 each. So add 8,000 there.
Yeah.
Tomahawk steak, you can get for $100. Okay. The gold leaf to go on the steak, about $120 if we buy 100 sheets of golden leaf to cover it.
And is that that's edible?
That's edible golden leaf. Oh. Okay. He's then charged like $12 for mashed potato. You can get mash for $4.
Okay.
You can get mash for $4. Broccolini, I can get that for $2 at Coles. He charged $14.
Jeez.
$10 for a fries? No, $1 fries. Hungry Jack's. $1 there. And then he has a $400 baklava, which is the pistachio layered pastry dessert.
Yep.
$28 for baklava.
$28.
What is the total?
So what were his?
His is 37,000. He does have 4,000 for service. Okay.
Hmm.
So what are we at?
10,000.
$455. So he has a markup of like 300%.
Yeah, like you can get that for 23% of
save. What's that? 77%.
Yeah, you can save like about $30,000.
Save $30,000 now with my handy tips in Michael's bargain bin.
For us, I'm glad everyone's here because I found out something this morning that has shocked me to my core. My core is shocked. Now, we are proud Western Australian boys. Everyone listening, proud West Australians. There's no place I'd rather be in the entire world, mate, the galaxy, than right here in WA.
You've banded Darwin, that's behind you now?
No, I love Darwin, but WA, that's okay. Also, they have COVID. So that's just WA all the way. And I was looking at the tinny of the week is emu export.
Classic.
There is nothing more West Australian than the emu export. Got a bloody swan on the can. The old red tin. The old red chook. The old bush chook, the old sport.
Yep.
Bloody love it. More West Australian than bloody Basil Zemplis, Fat Cat, and Ben Cousins swimming across the Swan River. There is nothing more West Australian than the bush chook. Did you know it's not even brewed here? It has been brewed here since 2014. It's in Adelaide.
What is it like? Oh, is it brewed with West End beer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's their version of emu. No, but no one likes West End.
And it's split between Japanese-owned Lions facilities in New South Wales and Queensland.
So it's not West Australian anymore. Have we been like? No. Are we being sold like just pure nostalgia and tradition? You know.
Yep. It's like fake.
It's
so like what, it was brewed here in like 1954.
Yeah, like, yeah, it started here. They only really, you can only buy it here. My uncle was at a Midnight Oil concert in Alice Springs, and none of the bottle shops had emu.
You know what? It makes a lot of sense. That's all I'm saying is something you think that bleeds West Australia and you find out isn't even from here anymore. Mark McGowan.
Yeah.
Bleeds WA.
He's from New South Wales.
From New South Wales.
He's not West Australian.
So I think, just personally, we should get rid of the emu export, get a beer that's brewed here.
Yep.
And while we're at it, any politician that claims to be West Australian, we should just get out of here and we should support local beers and politicians for the top spot.
This is
Peter Tindley! Peter Tindley!
Mitchell's uncle is in government. He's a West Australian.
He fought in the army.
Yeah.
Lead the coup.
Leave the emu, lead the coo.
You know the scary thing is that people will get behind this.
They should. Leave the emu, lead the coo.
It's very xenophobic.
Emu coo. Emu coo.
LaMichael, and just really shocking scenes at the Albany lockup this week, mate.
Oh, appalling.
It really is. It was labelled disgusting by some. And it's all to do with an altercation that occurred in the morning between a man who was in lockup overnight, and in the morning he was offered breakfast from the Albany police station. He elected for some toast. They offered him some Vegemite on toast, and he was outraged. He was furious at the thickness of the Vegemite on the toast.
Really?
And proceeded to smear Vegemite all over the lockup cell. He was none too pleased. He believes it was too much. It was too thick. Too much Vegemite on there. It's no good.
Well, it's a bit like we do not condone those acts at all.
No.
However.
Certainly not.
However. Too much Vegemite is disgusting.
It's nearly poison.
It is like so much sodium, you could be assaulted.
He
was assaulted.
He was assaulted. Assaulted. In the mouth?
Yep. He could get a bloody yeast infection. There's so much yeast in there.
He spread it all over the walls, and there's like speakers in there. There's like audio speakers in there. He smelled it. And the sergeant said that they had to call a specialist cleaner to clean up the mess.
Was it a dog?
They have a bit of Vegemite, don't they? Yeah. Go get the dog squad and come aboard.
Get the dog squad.
Get in there. The Bachelorette wrapped up last night. The reason that we care on the show is because Brooke Blurton is a Carnarvon gal. She's one of our gals.
No. The reason why we're supposed to care.
Yeah.
Is because Brooke okay. Blurton.
The reason we'll talk about it now is because Brooke is from Carnarvon. So we didn't watch the show straight up, but there was one person who did. It's our little love guru, Sarah, and she was all across it last night, weren't you?
Yes, okay. I watched it all last night. Cried some happy tears.
Oh, you cried?
No, I didn't.
Because it was over? Because it was finally over. Can you explain to someone who's never seen it before? All I know is that Brooke Blurton is from Carnarvon, and she likes both boys and girls. That's all I know.
She's pansexual.
She's what?
She's pansexual.
I thought you said tansexual. I was like, I'm out.
You're out.
Because I'm pale. But no, can you please explain to someone who has never watched it before in their life, can you sum it up in like under a minute?
The whole season or just finale?
The whole season.
The whole season, all right. She likes boys. She likes girls. She had a bit of both in the mansion. She got down to a final three Wednesday night. Two girls and a boy. David, the Persian prince.
Yep.
Holly, the little blonde.
Yep.
And Jamie Lee, who was on Honey Badger's season of The Bachelor.
Nick Cummings, yep.
So Holly left on Wednesday because she was a hard no on moving to WA.
Oh,
really? Where's she originally from?
I think she's in Sydney, maybe.
Oh, we don't want her.
She didn't even want to consider.
Rude.
Yeah, get out of here, Holly.
She took herself out of the mansion.
Yeah. You don't deserve Brooke.
And then isolated for 14 days.
So then it was down to Jamie Lee and Darvin.
Mm-hmm.
So a girl and a boy. And Jamie Lee went on a bike date. David got a steamy tantric yoga date.
Nice.
And
the writing was on the wall after that one. A bike date.
Yeah. The writing was on the bike. so what? Give us the most dramatic thing that happened all season.
There was a rumor that a girl and a boy in the mansion were hooking up. Jamie Lee and one of the other boys.
Oh.
She's deny.
Very classic. Good one. That's my defense.
I guess we'll never know.
Oh, okay. Nice. So she's gone, and the winner was?
David, the Persian prince business owner from Brisbane.
Is he going to move to Carnarvon?
But I think they're in Melbourne now.
Yeah, she doesn't really live in Carnarvon.
Yeah.
This is a good way to sell. Well, does she seem happy?
Yes. She was crying. She was emotional. She got a Persian prince. what more can you ask for?
Who would you have picked out of everyone that was there?
Oh, I was a big fan of Conrad.
Isn't he with that other chick now, Abby Chatfield?
Yes, he's Abby Chatfield, yes, who was also on the finale as one of Brooke's friends. So I don't know if they're speaking now. But
what a dog.
So you're telling me right now that in under about 2 minutes, we've summed up an entire season of primetime television.
And I was still, and I love you, Sarah, I was still batshit bored.
Look, there's only so much I can do.
Thanks,
Sarah. It's not you. It's The Bachelorette.
It's a little bit you. No, you made it sound interesting. You really did. You did. You actually made it sound compelling. So thank you for that.
I even took notes.
Oh, well done. Thanks, Sarah.